Well, it's good to be with you again today, and I hope that you've had a good week in the Lord. I hope that you've been able to talk to Him this week in prayer. You know, I tell our people in America that church is an overflow of my time with the Lord during the week. And so I hope that when you come to church, it's not your only time with God this week. I hope that you've had time with God on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday. And that when you come to church, this is just a grand day for more time with the Lord. And so church is a wonderful thing. And I'm glad that you're here for Sunday school. We had a wonderful time at a Bible study at Ray and Eileen's house this week. And we're able to meet some people in their neighborhood and share the Bible and study the Bible together. That was a wonderful time. And yesterday we were able to distribute some tracts and knock on some doors. And we met a lady that is looking for a Baptist church. Her church is 3 hours from here. And she could not believe that there was a Baptist church as close to her house as there is. And so her name is Adora. And I would ask you to pray that Adora would come to our church here, okay? And so if you have your Bibles or if you have the handout, I want you to look at 1 Peter chapter 1 this morning. And we'll look at verses 7 through 13. The truth of the matter is, you and I are in a battle every day. The battle that I'm going to talk about this morning is not a battle that you read about on the news. You will not see this battle between countries or between presidents or between military armies. This battle is an unseen battle. It is a battle that takes place within each one of us. It's called the battle of the mind. The battle of the mind. Did you know that you and I are what we think about? That is, as we think, so we act. As we think, so is our attitude toward one another, and our attitude towards the day, and our attitude towards God. As we think, kind of is the steering wheel of our lives. And so when you get into a trike, that trike driver, he has a steering wheel on the bike. And as he turns the steering wheel, it determines the direction of where you are going. He may turn it to the right. He may turn it to the left. He may straighten it out. But it determines the direction as to where he is taking you. So it is with our thought life. As we think, determines the direction of where we are going in life. And the Bible shows us that how we think, that there is a great big battle on what we think about and how we think. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 7, the Bible describes some believers that Peter was writing to, that they were facing trials. Verse number 7, that the trial of your faith be much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Who allows trials in our lives, or troubles, or difficulties, or hardships? Who allows them? God allows them. God allows those things to come into our lives. Peter is addressing some believers in Christ that were suffering. Life was hard. It was difficult. Look down at verse number 13, because he addresses their mind. Look at verse number 13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Each day, Our minds are bombarded. They are filled with all kinds of thoughts. Sometimes thoughts that are sad thoughts, discouraging thoughts. Sometimes thoughts that are confusing thoughts. Oh, I know this isn't right, but I'm thinking this way. I'm confused about something. Sometimes wicked thoughts, bad thoughts about each other, about your mate, or about your parents. Mom and dad didn't let me do something. Ooh, I'm mad at them. Oh, where does that begin? In my thoughts. I begin to think, and I have a battle in the mind of thinking on things that are right or thinking on things that are wrong. Thinking on things that will build me up in the Lord or thinking on things that will tear me down and discourage me, cause me to be depressed. Here these believers were facing trouble, hardship, and Peter writes to them and he says this, gird up the loins of your mind. The phrase there, gird up the loins of your mind, is an interesting phrase. It means that when somebody is running, it means for them to be able to lift the garment up to their knees so that they can run more freely, so that they're not hindered. Okay? Some of you ladies that are in long dresses, it's hard to run. Okay? The Bible here is talking about somebody that is running and somebody that lifts something up, a garment up to their knees so that they can run easier. In the Christian life, it is hard to run when we have wrong thoughts. It is hard to live the Christian life the way that God wants us to live the Christian life when we are thinking wrong. When our minds are loose and they're not disciplined. Here, the instruction for the believer is to gird up the loins of your mind. It's the challenge that you and I face. If we don't deal with thoughts that just come in all the time at us, and we don't stop them and say, no, I'm not going to think on that, then they will begin to control our minds. And when they control our minds, they control direction in our lives. Here's a Christian, and they're trying to do right. They're coming to church. They're trying to learn the Bible. They're trying to obey the Lord. Something bad happens in their lives. A loved one passes away, dies. Ooh, easy for the Christian to begin to think, God, why did you do that to me when I'm trying to live for you? Oh, you know what the devil wants to plant in your mind and in my mind? He always wants to plant bad thoughts about God. Oh, God, you're not treating me right. Oh, that's not fair, God. Look what I'm doing for you, God. Why do you do this to me? Ooh, where does that start? Right here. And then what does that make a believer want to do? It makes him or her want to quit. Oh, it's not worth serving God. Oh, I'm not going to keep going to church. Oh, I'm not going to keep serving the other believers. I'm not going to keep doing right in my life. Where does that all begin? Right here. Sad to say, in America, in my church, we have had people that have lost some battles in their mind. You say, preacher, how do you know? Because as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So here's a believer. Nobody sees the battle. It's all here. It's all in the mind. And they're thinking like this. The Christian life is too hard. I don't think the pastor likes me. I don't like what the preacher said last week. All this going on in the mind. And all of a sudden, they're not in any church services. They have left what is right. But where did it start? It started right here. And it started because they let things into their mind that they should have shut out. They did not gird up the loins of their mind. We, as believers, have Bible instruction to gird up the loins of our mind. The challenge is to gird up our loins, to be disciplined. Number two, on the back of your page is your choice, is to be sober. Look at 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober. Sober is an interesting word. It means to be free from wine. It in the sense of being self-controlled rather than controlled by wine. Watch me. Somebody's drinking alcohol. They get drunk. What happens? They come under the control of that. Some people will get angry when they're drunk. Some people won't be able to walk straight when they're drunk. Why? Because they are under the control of alcohol. By the way, you ought to stay away from alcohol.
Right.
Alcohol is not for a Christian. You ought to stay away from it. The Bible says you're a fool if you drink of that. But the Bible says here, be sober. That means we're to be controlled and not be under the control of something else. And so let's say that Jennifer and Lot had a conversation and Lot was hurt by what Jennifer said. Watch this. If Lot thinks on that, it will begin to control her as to how she responds to Jennifer. So Lot gets a thought in her mind. Jennifer hurt me with her words. You know what Lot better do? She better close her mind to that thought. She better not stay on that thought. You know why? It's going to control her. It's going to control how she treats Jennifer. Bible says, be sober. Don't let that happen. Don't let yourself be controlled by wrong thoughts. Hear somebody and they're negative all the time. Everything is bad and everything is bad all the time. They're controlled by negative thinking. They're not being sober. They're under the control of some wrong thoughts. Very important that we understand that we have to keep a guarded mind so that we're not controlled by wrong thinking. Here's another wrong thought. Let's say that the preacher says, thou shalt not use bad language, because the Bible talks about our tongue. And you think, in your mind, that's no big deal to God. That's a wrong thought. What is that wrong thought going to produce in your life? You're going to continue to say things that are wrong until you think right, that my speech is a big deal to God. And when I start to realize that, then my speech changes. But if I think my sin is no big deal to God, I'll continue sinning. Where's the problem? Right here. How I'm thinking. So we have a choice. We have a choice to guard our minds, be sober, not let bad thoughts control our minds, or we have a choice to be intoxicated, drunk, so to speak, in our minds, controlled by wrong thoughts. Be sober, the Bible says. The choice to be sober. Drunkenness makes a person unstable. When somebody gets drunk, when they drink lots of alcohol, they're unstable. They don't make good decisions. They don't think right. They can't walk straight. They're unstable all the time. Watch this. If you don't guard your mind, you will become an unstable Christian. You will be an unstable Christian. That is, one day you'll be thinking about all the things that you can do for God. And one day you'll be thinking about all the things that you want to do that doesn't please God. We have to guard our minds. We have to be sober. It's very important. The Bible's teaching us here very important truth. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse number 5 on your handout. 2 Corinthians 10 and verse number 5. The Bible says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Hear the Bible saying that there are many thoughts that come your way that are lies from the devil. They are things that the devil plants that are not true. We are to cast those down. We're to stop those thoughts and say, those thoughts I cannot listen to. I cannot think about. Very important. The Bible says, and bring them every thought into the captivity. You know what that means? You ever seen a long spear or a sword? The Bible says about our thoughts that every thought that comes to our mind, to the gate of our mind, we are to bring to spear point or the sword point. We're to stop it and judge it. Is that a thought that, first of all, agrees with what I know about God? Secondly, is that a thought that is something that leads me to obey the Lord? If it's not that kind of thought, then I'm to spear it, and I'm to get rid of it. That is being sober. Last thought here in your notes is the comfort that we have. What should we be thinking of? Look at 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Hey, let's all admit it this morning. All of us have bad thought days. We have things that get in here that trouble us. Oh, they bother us. Oh, they make us sad. Oh, makes life difficult. What am I to do when I'm facing that kind of day? I am to look ahead to Jesus coming back. I am to look to the hope. Now, hope for you and me might mean maybe. But hope in the Bible means to have confidence. And so hope to the end of the revelation of Jesus Christ. We as believers stand in God's grace. Look at the verse, and I close with this verse. Verse number, Romans chapter 5, verse number 2. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and what? Rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Hey, you may have a bad day this coming week. Could be Monday. Could be Tuesday. Could be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. What should you do when you're having a bad day? Oh, gird up the loins of my mind. Be sober. Guard my thought life. And then turn my thoughts into the fact that I stand in God's grace. And I'm going to be with Him forever. And what will that bring to your day? It'll bring rejoicing. You and I have a battle. The battle is something that no one can see. The battle is right here. I wonder if you've had a battle this week in your thoughts. Oh, you thought negative about someone or something. Oh, you've thought and you've compared yourself to somebody else. and why you don't have what somebody else has. Oh, you've thought about how bad you've been in the past, and the devil's taken you to things that you've done in the past. Listen, all of us have a battle of the mind. What do we do in the battle of the mind? We gird up the loins of our mind. We don't allow our mind to go further down those roads, those thoughts. We don't allow our minds to dwell on those things over and over and over again. We stop. Say, no, I'm not going to think that way. I'm going to think on things that are true. I'm going to think on things that are right. I'm going to think on things about the Lord and who the Lord is. I'm going to think about things that are of good report, the Bible says. I'm going to control my mind. Watch this. If you can control your mind with God's help, you will control the direction of your life. If you let your mind go anywhere and everywhere, and every thought that the devil brings in, you think on and you dwell on, the direction of your life is not going to be good. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. I ask you to bow your heads this morning and close your eyes before I pray. I wonder if you have sensed the battle of the mind. You would say, preacher, I have had a battle in my mind, maybe even this week. And God has showed me this morning how I can fight that battle. God has given me some simple truths to put into practice to help fight that battle. I wonder if you're a believer and you would raise your hand this morning and say, preacher, God showed me I have a battle. And I got some truths as to how to fight that battle. Would you raise your hand before I pray if you're like that this morning? God gave me a simple truth in my life to help me to fight the battle in my mind. Would you raise your hand? Every head is bowed, every eye is closed, and I'm going to pray. Father, I thank you for the scriptures, and Lord, in a short amount of time, we can learn great truths. I pray, Lord, that you would help us in the battle of the mind. Lord, those that are believers in Christ this morning, I pray, Lord, that you would help them to gird up the loins of their mind. Lord, so that they can be the Christian that you want them to be. Help them to be sober. Lord, to not allow wrong thoughts to control us, to control them. Father, I pray that you'll help us to remind ourselves that we have wonderful hope. We stand in the grace of God. And Lord, we can look forward to the end no matter what's happening today. We can look forward to the end and being in heaven with you forever. Thank you, Lord, for that wonderful thought and that promise. In Jesus' name.
Okay, very good. Meron tayong 10 minutes before church starts. So, pwedeng gumamit ng